This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said Saturday that he is committed to pressing for peace. And this is all despite Russian attacks on civilians that have stunned the world. And he renewed his plea for more weapons ahead of an expected surge in fighting in the country's east. He made the comments in an interview with the Associated Press a day after at least 52 people were killed in a strike on a train station in the eastern city of Kramatorsk. And as evidence of civilian killings came to light after Russian troops failed to seize the capital where he has hunkered down, Kyiv. Civilian evacuations have been moving forward in patches of battle-scarred eastern Ukraine. This is, again, a day after the missile strike that killed at least 52 people at the train station. It's where thousands were waiting to leave before an expected Russian onslaught. In the wake of that attack in Kramatorsk, several European leaders made efforts to show solidarity with Ukraine. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky noted that support during an interview Saturday with the Associated Press, but said, of course, it's not enough to change the course of the war. Zelensky calls the train station attack the latest sign of Russian war crimes. And Russia denied that it was responsible at all and, in fact, deflected and said that it's Ukraine's fault. Zelensky also repeated his call for a complete embargo on Russian oil and gas during his Saturday night video address. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan's political opposition ousted the country's embattled prime minister in a no-confidence vote early Sunday, which they won after several of Imran Khan's allies and key coalitions deserted him. The combined opposition that spans the political spectrum from the left to the radically religious will now form the new government with the head of one of the largest parties, the Pakistani Muslim League, taking over as prime minister. Anticipating his loss, Khan, who charged the opposition colluded with the United States to unseat him, has called on his supporters to stage allies and rallies nationwide on Sunday. Khan's options are limited and should seen as a big turnout in his support. He may try to keep the momentum of street protest as a way to pressure Parliament to hold early elections. Khan earlier had tried to stop the vote by dissolving Parliament and called early elections, but the Supreme Court ruling ordered the vote to go ahead. The vote comes amid cooling relations between Khan and a powerful military who many of his political opponents allege helped him come to power in general elections in 2018. The military has directly ruled Pakistan for more than half of its 75 years and wields considerable power over civilian governments who worry a disgruntled army could unseat them. For months, French President Emmanuel Macron looks certain to become the country's first leader in 20 years to win a second term, but that scenario has blurred ahead of voting Sunday in the presidential election's first round. Cost of living concerns have become a dominant campaign theme and could drive many voters into the arms of far-right leader Marine Le Pen. In 2017, Macron trounced Le Pen by a landslide to become France's youngest president. Their anticipated rematch this time appears far closer, though. And Australia's prime minister has called for a May 21st election that will be fought on issues including Chinese economic coercion, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Sunday advised the Governor General David Hurley as a representative of Australia's head of state, Queen Elizabeth, to set the election date. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.